When a new sefer of the Rebbe comes out, for Chassidim, it's a very, very special inyan. It's a big simcha by Chassidim to celebrate a new sefer of the Rebbe, a new krach in Likudei Sichus, a new krach of Igros Kodesh. And therefore, we celebrate it the way we should, the way it's very, very dear and precious to us. I try each time they print a new chelik of Igros Kodesh to at least designate one shir on some of the new letters, the inyonim that came out in that krach, to hopefully give Bochum a taste to go through the letters of that volume of Igros Kodesh. When I was finishing learning the new volume that came out recently, Chelek Lamed Hei, so I saw at the end they had an interesting hoisafa they put in. So what we're going to do in honor of this new krach is learn this hoisafa, because it's especially negeya to this week, Parsha Shmois, that was saved for this week. What we're going to be discussing, the Rebbe spoke publicly on Parsha Shmois Tavshin Mem Gimel. And there's a very fascinating history, and I think everyone's going to enjoy it. And again, the Igros Kodesh Chelek Lamed Hei are the letters of the Rebbe from the year Tavshin Mem Gimel, letters and minus. And therefore, they put this Hoysofa in the Igros Kodesh. It's Pashit Pashit Himmeldik. So let's start with the beginning. It's in the middle of Cheshvan Tavshin Mem Gimel, and the Vad Lafotze Siches had just printed Likutei Sichus Chelek Yud Tes. Now, those of you that are familiar, if you look at the volumes, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Ches, Yud Tes, they're extremely, extremely thick. They're about 5 Siches per volume. And that was done by the Yirah of the Rebbe. The Rebbe said to put as many Siches in a volume as you could. And those were the Siches from Tavshin Lamed Vav to Tavshin Mem. Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes Mem. Those were the years of the Siches that went into the volume in Yud Tes Vav through Yud Tes. Now, as you can imagine, again, these days we have computers and it's still not so easy to retypeset and to set up a whole book. Takes a lot of time. That's why it's only now in Tavshin Mem Gimel where they're finishing the printing of Tavshin Yud Tes. Of the look at the Siches Chelek Yud Tes, which were Siches from Tavshin Mem. Till you get sponsors, till you print it, till you set it up, it takes time. So they, as each volume came out, they would give the first book to the Rebbe. Obviously, the Rebbe would usually say thank you, Niskabel Vetach, Shalom Yisrael. They sent in the volume, and again, this is in Cheshvan Tavshin Mem Gimel. They're holding Parshas Toldos. Friday, Parshas Toldos. And they get back the following response. And you could see the letter of the Rebbe in front of you. The Rebbe says, Mukhrech, it has to be, Shachelik de Bereshish Shel Achrizah, Volume Chof, which is going to be Bereshish, has to come out bepoil b'shvuah shaloi tov shemem gimel. Before Chumash Bereshis is finished, vayichi tov shemem gimel, you already have to have Likutei Sichus Chelek Chof printed. Vehektim b'zeh gufa yeshubach, if you could do it even quicker, better. Ubetach yevaser toy, for sure, you're going to give good news. Now you have to understand. That means they have now 6 weeks, not 3 years, to put together Likutei Sichus, a volume, but it gets even more. If it has to be printed in the weeks of Parshas Vayechi, that means the Likut of Vayechi has to be Muga, like in Vayigash or Miketz, and you have to get it all in a book. So they had two options. Either that Likutei Sichus Hilchav will just be 2 Sichus, from Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, because this way they don't have the pressure of putting in the Siches of Tavshin Mem Gimel. But then it's going to be a very, very thin volume. Tezvav has 5, and Chof will have 2. Or they somehow go under pressure and figure out how to do 3 Siches, to include the one of Mem Gimel, which was almost impossible. Who decides? The Rebbe decides. So they wrote a letter to the Rebbe that they're extremely ready to do what the Rebbe wants. They don't understand how. But does the Rebbe want them to put in Mem Gimel or just be Mem Aleph and Mem Beis? So they get back an answer like this. And you can see again the Ksaviat Kodesh. Yachnisu Elai, they should try to print the Siches of Mem Gimel as well, which would mean that the Sicha Vayichi, some has to be Muga before they print it. So Yachnisu Elai, they should give it in to me. Lo Yeucher Me'erev Shabbos Kodesh Vayigash. The latest Friday of Parshas Vayigash, the Sicha Vayichi, this is where the Rebbe could be Magia it, and the book could somehow be printed in Vayichi. But even better, if it would be earlier, be Muchrach Lekim Alakuti Siches. If it will help that Lekuti Siches will be more gestelt, because you'll have three, per Sicha, so then they could do it that way. So they get this Hayra, and again, now they have Poshit 6 weeks. But you have to understand, in these 6 weeks, they also have to put together Siches for the Rebbe to be Magia. It was a whole week's work just to write up the Sicha. The Rebbe should be Magia it, retype it. In other words, that itself was a full-time job of Vada Fatsa Siches. They also had to print the volumes of Lekutei Sichas. That's what took so long. You have to do that on the side. Here they have to print the whole Sefer, plus have the Sichas, plus be in advance to somehow print the Sichas of Vayigash Vayichi. So for those 6 weeks, they Poshet did not leave the office. They went to Davin or to sleep a little mikveh. Their wives had to bring them food to the office. They push it 24/7. They're working on getting this volume of Lekutei Sichas out, and they're not sure why. What's the big rush? But it was getting closer. It was getting closer, and it wasn't getting the way it should be. So they wrote to the Rebbe that maybe things changed. Maybe they don't have to, maybe it should be a little bit different paced, etc. The Rebbe says like this, you could see page. B'shinoi me'amedubar lefneze. I'm changing what I said earlier. On page on the, it should be Shin Lamed Vav on the top. I don't know if that was. B'shinoi me'amedubar lefneze. Changed what I said earlier. Don't wait for the Likud of Vayichi of this year. Don't even wait for Vayigash. This way, they're going to be able to print, and it should come out from the print. For it's so important that it's printed and people can learn from it in the Seder of Chumash Bereishis. In other words, by the end of by Shabbos Parshas Vayichi, Klal Yisrael has to be able to learn the Lekutei Sichas Chelek Chof. And they're not sure again. Was Shtupman? What's going on? Okay. Now, Baruch Hashem. Things started moving a little quicker, and they were able to give the Rebbe a little earlier the Likud of Vayigash. So the Rebbe wrote, Mahir, the Rebbe answered, which means this is very, very important, it should be very, very quick. V'im yemaru gam de Vayichi, if you're going to work quick and prepare the Likud of Vayichi, then you can have it all in the volume. The whole year of Mem Gimel could be added to the volume. Or you don't have to have less Siches of Vayichi and have three of Miketz and only two of Vayigash and Vayichi. You could have a full volume of three. So they push it, worked so hard. And they worked on the Likut of Vayichi, just Derech Agav, you should know. If you open up Book of Tesichas Chelek Chaf, the last Vayichi, it's the only Likut that was printed in Likutei Sichas before it actually was given out as a Koivitz on Shabbos. Every other Sicha was given out on Shabbos. And then the book came out after the Likut. This Sicha Vayichi was already being printed in Likutei Sichas Chelek Chaf by the Vad before the Tzibur actually got to read it on Vayichi, because the Rebbe said it has to be printed by Erev Shabbos Kodesh Vayichi. So it was already in a book before it came out in a Likud. It was just a nice trivia thing. The only Likud in the whole Likud Tzichas that was first printed in Likud Tzichas and then given out as a Likud is the Likud, the third Vayichi of Tavshin Mem Gimel in Likud Tzichas Chelek Chav. So they had to go to the print. Now, you can understand a print shop, what happens when Lubavitch shows up to print. To show up and, when do you need it by? Like, how many weeks from now or months from now do you need this book by? Oh, no, we need it yesterday. So why didn't you come before? Because we didn't know that we had to do it until yesterday. You know, by the Rebbe, let you know, like, today, you need it yesterday and you have to print it by tomorrow. You know, working with Lubavitch is not easy. Bechlal. But Bechlal, when you work with the Rebbe, when it comes to printing Sforim, is the hardest thing. The Rebbe gives deadlines which are like beyond human, you know, they push themselves. So basically, the Vad comes to the printer, and now they have the Mugadik Asicha, Vayigash, and Vayichi, but now they have to get it printed. So they come to the printer, and The guy tells them, okay, it's for months from now, you can get it ready. They tell him, no, you have to stop all other jobs. Everything has to stop. All machines have to stop all other printing jobs, and you have to only print Likutei Sichas. The guy's not a Lubavitcher. He's like, no. You know, we also have commitments to other customers. They also have jobs. You can't just like stop the printing press in the middle. But they say, of course you do. The Rebbe's Torah, how could the Lubavitcher Rebbe is waiting for this sefer to be printed. You have to have it printed before. So sure enough, this guy stops all other printing jobs. And now it's only Likutei Sichas. Now, he realized, the Rebbe said, that you need to have at least 100 volumes printed before Shabbos. So they said, we don't need all thousands, just only 100. 100 volumes have to be printed. And the guy stayed up a whole night to print. Now, they say, interesting story, that in the middle of the night, his wife, you know, he was like a modern Orthodox guy. His wife wanted to bring him supper. You know, at the end of the day, her husband's not coming home. So she brings him food. And it seems like the food, I'm not sure if it was chalavakum or not Pas Yisrael, it basically wasn't the highest standard of kashrus. And they heard the guy tell his wife that b'meila we eat it meila, but when we're printing the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Likutei Sichas, we have to be on the highest level. So he made his wife go like from a restaurant, get like a higher level food. As Arbit and Likutei Sichas, even if day to day we're not nizer and all these things, but when the Rebbe's Torah is being printed, they did it. Sure enough, miraculously, Likutei Sichas Chelek Chaf was ready Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayigash. Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayigash, Likutei Sichas Chelek Chaf was printed. Now you have to understand, the Lubavitcher community was used to having the Sichas come out each week, and 2-3 years from then, the Krach would come out. Shocked they were when there's an announcement. Look at the Sichas, Chelek Chav is ready. Your test was just printed 2 months ago. And that was from Sichas of 3 years ago. Chav is ready with the Likud of next week already all printed. No one understood, like, what is this? This is not the style. This is not the Seder. What's going on? But they did it. Now, a lot of times, the Rebbe has a deadline, and fine, that's the Rebbe's Cheshbin. Who knows why? You see, there's a sefer. I think we have one in Zal. It's called Tanya Madura Kama. Rebbe made the Vad crazy to print the first Madura and to connect it to the second Madura. and there was such a deadline, and no one understood. They didn't understand how many people learned Tanya Madura Kama, but they went crazy to print it. And when they gave it to the Rebbe said they were just misakin the Agmas Nefesh that the Alter Rebbe had when the Tanya came late originally. By printing it Bizman, the Madura Kama, Momaila, they were misakin this Agmas Nefesh of the Alter Rebbe. So we don't understand the cheshbonus of our Rabbeim, what's going on in Shemayim, why this Sefer has to be printed in this time. But, you know, when we could understand Matoivu Manoim, so the Vad, like, really, really wanted to know, like, what was this about? We got it out. Fine. The Sefer is printed. Why does the Rebbe need this printed Dafke in Seder of Bereshis? They couldn't figure it out. Okay. What happened? What came along was the week of Shmois, which is this week. Mitamol, Wednesday night, Parsha Shmois, which would be like last night, 41 years ago, Tavshim Mem Gimel, a mysterious fire broke out in the office of Vadla Fotasichis. The whole office burned down. The office, which printed Lukotasichis, Vadla Fotasichis, the whole office burned down. Came along the fire department, and they came with the hoses, and they were with water. And obviously, when you have such amount of water, it destroyed even more things. It was just a complete, complete balagan. The fire stopped right by the place, the office and the closet, where they had the new printed Likutei Sichas. That's where the fire went to. And it went even more that was Peledic, that there was, the whole office was burned, but the Likut that was being printed for Shemais was like in the middle, that stayed. So the rest of the office was like burned, but the fresh Likut for Shemais, that was there. And it was a Pella. Where's this fire coming from on a Wednesday night? They didn't understand. So they wrote a letter to the Rebbe that the office was burned and they need Hashem should help. The Rebbe's brachas, that it should be more. So you have the answer in page Shin Mem. The Rebbe says, V'yiratzin, it should be the will of the Eibishter. She'kuyim behem maimer k'doyshe elyin, that should be fulfilled. What the tzaddikim say, I'm a foursome, the famous one, which is basically she'achrei sreifa misashrin, that after a fire you get better, things get better. Rich doesn't always mean money, it can mean other brachas as well, children, whatever it is. Ve'yivaser toiv hanira v'anigla b'frap matzlachosim rabba fotzim yonos chutza, especially in the avoida of fotzim yonos. Now, what was mysterious was that week earlier, Shemois, in 770 itself, a mysterious fire broke out, mamish by the Rebbe's place, where the Rebbe sits by Fabrengen. A fire broke out in the middle of 770. It happened to be, Baruch Hashem, it was not a big fire, because there were always Bochum in 770, and they saw smoke, and they right away put it out. And again, they couldn't understand. So now you have a leak, a Kotesiches, that was printed early. And now you have two fires in 770. Beginning of the week and the Vad. And the whole Oilam now is saying there's something strange going on. What is going on? What's behind these fires that are taking place this week, Shmois, and the Likud being printed? What's the Rebbe trying to save? What's going on? Parsha Shmois Tov Shemem Gimel by Fabreng, and the Rebbe answered the questions. Explained everything that was going on. And you have to understand some history. The history is like this. In Tov Shin Mem, a group of Askonim, they got together, and they decided they're going to renovate the women's mikveh in Crown Heights. It's a mikveh in Union and Albany. They're going to renovate the mikveh. That's the mikveh that the Rebbe himself uses. When you see the videos, they were going to the mikveh and getting stuck outside the mikveh. It's that mikveh. But what happens, you learned actually in Baba Basra, you're not supposed to destroy until you build if you're going to destroy, then like it says about, I think, Rav Ashi, he like lived in the shul until they built it. Like, you can't just let it. These askanim basically tore apart the mikveh with the great intentions of rebuilding, but garnished. The rebuilding of the mikveh got delayed and delayed and delayed. And the Vaila, people also wanted to expand 770. And you see the Rebbe got very, very upset. You see the Ksav Yad, and you have it on page Shin Mem Aleph. The Rebbe says, you destroyed B'mamin Seaboard or Bezrizos, the mikveh in Crown Heights, for the whole Shechun of Lubavitch, and from other communities that come for 2 years. And nobody knows what's going on. I want to tell you, says the Rebbe, three things. It's all Ksav Yad. There's no normal mikveh now. Api Shulchan Aruch, regarding a shul, you have to, you know, it's supposed to come even before a shul. And Tzorachi and Gadol, how you b'chlal, you're allowed to destroy it. And even if you're allowed to, you have to build day and night. Says the Rebbe, be'einai de'isi, I saw with my own eyes, that mamesh, besides a few days, you don't build, not b'yoyim, not b'layla, v'ashem yirachim al kulonu b'seich klal Yisrael. Simon Betoyev, the Rebbe Poshet is screaming that this mikveh should be built. But it wasn't. And then what happened was a few women got hurt. The Poshet got hurt. It was slipping and it was construction. It was terrible things. And the Rebbe took this very seriously. And the Rebbe kept pushing that they should fix it. And the Rebbe says later, there's a tzetel. Everyone listens to what I say. They write down the hanochis and garnish. They're not building and they're not building. So the Rebbe saw that there is a kapeda. Because it says you're allowed to sell a shul in order for the mikveh comes first. The Rebbe saw that there was a kapeda on the shul. So the Rebbe was trying to, so to speak, save the kapeda by printing Lukotei Sichas in a very, very Zoristic way. And then fire started coming in the shul, Sai in the Vad and Sai in the shul. So what happened was, so on Friday of Parshas Shemois, which was tomorrow, 41 years ago, the Rebbe Pashut sold 770. The Rebbe got the Rabbanim together. The Rebbe said, we have to get a Yid that doesn't live in Crown Heights. So the Rebbe, here's the Ksav Yad, I don't know, Shin Mem Gimel. Bevadei noida al derech ha-seifa. I'm sure everyone heard about the seifa that the Rebbe wrote to Zalman Shimon Dvorkin. Loyal atav loyaleinu. Today, the water came and destroyed the Beis Knesses, and Baruch Hashem, Benes, it didn't hurt the Sifrei Torah. It says, I'm not being mefarsim, but in the best interest of the shul. So the Rebbe said, I sold the shul. And from someone that doesn't live in the shchuna, and pshita, he doesn't have a das, not in the vada mikveh, not in the shchuna, not the rabboni shchuna, tens of thousands of dollars, 1,000 to the shul, and 1,000 goes to the dover, to the mikveh. And the one that bought it, says the Rebbe, is not going to be mefarsim that he bought it, because it's hepech kovid lubavitch, and hepech the Rebbe's kovid, he's not going to get involved in an hull of the shul. But at this point, no one is allowed to make the shul bigger or smaller or make any change against his will because there's a new owner to the shul. And the Eibishter, you know, it should be, Adrav, it should be built, and the Yigder, Perotzus, Amoy, Bechlal, and then Achtoy, Vanira, Vanigla, Yiyekan, Bechol, Mokum, Neisol, Shlita, and therefore the Rebbe Poshet sold the shul until the Rebbe was guaranteed that people take it seriously, that they rebuilt the mikveh, and then they bought back 770 tachas bailus of the Rebbe and the Moistis. But the nekuda is that we see here how the Rebbe Poshet, for months before, was saving the shul and saving the shchuna with the printing of Lukotei Sichas.